I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, when we last saw the George Washington Bridge, it was Bridgegate. I avoid that. I just know one of the world's biggest, the traffic, the whole thing, right? And I use my instincts. But you don't have to use your instincts now. Dom Giordano program. There are navigational apps. And I had a conversation with someone out here, you know, I'd love to hear your story if you use these, where it takes you to avoid what? How do you avoid it? Think of some of the trouble spots here. I know there are certain areas, certain things that I avoid no matter what. I don't care what Siri's saying, what a GP, I don't care whatever it's saying. I am not going to go through that because I know about the backup. Well, one mayor is fighting back. As I understand it, his town of Leonia is about a quarter of a mile from the George Washington Bridge. And he is declaring 60 residential streets off limits to drivers who use them as cut-throughs. Apparently, through various navigational apps, which are hot. Love to hear from you if you use that. Now, wait until you hear his solution. That's what's making a lot of news. We're happy to have the mayor, Judah Ziegler, of Leonia, here on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Mr. Mayor, how long has this been going on now? Is this a relatively recent that you're seeing increasing numbers of drivers come through your town?
Absolutely. I mean, we live 20 minutes from Midtown Manhattan. We recognize that we're going to have traffic. That's one of the downsides of having such convenience to Manhattan, to Newark Airport, et cetera. But what we've seen in recent years with the adoption of these traffic apps is that those apps are sending the traffic not where it used to be, which was on the main roads through our town, but through our very narrow side streets. And so what we're concerned about, we've had a significant increase in the number of vehicle pedestrian incidents. And what we're concerned about is that we will ultimately, we're sure, have an incident where a child walking to school or a resident walking to the bus stop to get to work will be involved in an incident and will be hit or killed by a distracted driver. And so we're trying to be proactive in addressing this.
So the deal is, unless the news media is off here, is you're looking at fining a $200 fine for shortcutters, and you police would pull them over and ask them, do they have business in the town? Is that how it would work?
Yeah, so let me just explain a little bit. First of all, the restrictions only are during peak drive periods. So morning and evening. At any other time, all streets are open to any drivers. But during those morning and evening peak drive times, all but our three main thoroughfares will be restricted to residents only. And if someone is pulled over and they don't have business, you know, they're not visiting a resident or something like that, then they can be fined, can be issued a ticket with a fine of $200. The goal here is not to increase revenue. The reason we're putting this legislation in place is because now that we've done so, these streets will be removed from the recommendation engines of these traffic apps.
Okay. And Mr. Mayor, too, am I right, too? You will identify residents with yellow tags proving residency.
That's correct. They'll have hang tags in their vehicles.
Okay. Now, you know, these are public streets, though. That's where I would come down. I realize you have a major problem here based upon this to come up with a solution. I don't see how this passes muster that you could fine me, as long as I'm not violating speed limits or doing anything else, just for using a public street.
Well, so there's actually, I mean, obviously we didn't rush into this without doing the research. There's actually Supreme Court case law on this that gives municipalities or government entities the right to restrict access to their streets, provided they meet two criteria. Number one, you can't restrict it to some residents and not others, and we don't. And number two, it obviously has to serve a valid public purpose. And in this case, it's frankly public safety.
Well, again, though, it would be pretty startling. You know, people pulled over by a cop and asked, what's your business here? We're in an era of a lot of pushback on having to prove just about anything if you're a legal citizen just going about your business.
Well, agreed. And again, we have 18 sworn officers in Leonia.
Mm-hmm.
And just like every other police department in the country, their primary purpose is public safety. So if anyone thinks that we're going to be spending our days or even peak drive periods running around desperately trying to pull over drivers so that we can make money on this, that's not the
intent. Oh, no, I'm not saying, look, yeah. I think this is a much more, I wouldn't have you on around that. You wouldn't come on if that's what you were doing. This is a much more elevated type of deal, but it is despite your problem, what other solutions have been offered to you and why did they fail?
Well, that's the, you know, so the concern is the larger solution is a regional solution, and we're working those as well. We're engaging with the Port Authority to try to get their support for additional resources to mitigate traffic. We're trying to get meetings with the City of New York to get them to put better plans in place so that if they're minor fender benders on their roads, they're pulling those vehicles off the road more quickly so that the backup doesn't occur. Because when there's an accident on the Cross Bronx Expressway, we feel it in Leonia within 10 minutes. They have the ability to simply bring a DOT truck out onto the highway and pull that vehicle off the road. So do it. And so, you know, we're pushing for these solutions as well. We recognize this as a Band-Aid. We don't want to do this. We feel like we have to do it.
And the goal is then through this fine that the navigational people, it's a marketplace thing, will take you off the list of cut-throughs because of the possible result here.
No, they don't take you off the list because of the possible result. They take you off the list because their engines show that these roads are restricted access.
Oh, okay.
So their algorithms, this has nothing to do with the fine. This has to do with the fact that these are become restricted access roads, and so they no longer will be part of the recommendation engine.
Wow. Do you use navigational apps? I don't. And I was wondering if you've used them and you've ever.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
You know, I travel for business and use Waze and other apps, and they're extremely useful. But what I also know is when I use them, I'm not always looking out my front windshield.
Yeah.
And that's what the concern is. You know, as a small municipality, and a lot of New Jersey municipalities are similar, we're, you know, an older municipality with narrow side streets. This presents a real danger, and so we don't want to do this. We feel like we have to do it.
When does this go into effect, Mr. Mayor?
So signage is being put in place now, and residents are applying for their hang tags. We're going to start consistent enforcement on or about January 22nd.
All righty. Well, let's see what happens. We'd love to have you back, and thank you very much. What's the pride of your town? What's the big thing there?
Well, the pride of our town is the diversity of the community and the fact that we've had so many celebrities from Alan Alda to Robin Cook, the author, to Nobel laureates and others who've been Leonia residents.
Why would they live there so near the George Washington Bridge? To jump on the bridge? Or?
Well, it's a nice, you know, single-family home, leafy residential community 20 minutes from Midtown.
Yeah, Alan Alda, not bad.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Be happy to come back on once we get...
Definitely. Once this gets up, we're making a note in a few weeks to have you back on to see what happens. ACLU hasn't knocked on your door, and none of those entities.
Say again?
The ACLU or anybody like that hasn't knocked on your door.
The ACLU has raised a concern. You know, my response to that is our officers are looking for yellow hang tags, pure and simple. And we have very, very defined reporting already set. So we're going to know exactly how many people are being pulled over, what the result is, et cetera. Our officers are also all being outfitted with body cameras. So we're being very proactive in that area as well. I don't have any reason, any concern about my officers. They frankly define community policing. But for their own protection, we're putting those safeguards in place as well.
I hear you. Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thanks very much. Happy
thank
New Year.
You.
Thanks
Appreciate
for coming on.
You the opportunity.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.